Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. Or let's try to on a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday, and dang, there's still a lot going on. So let's just set the table for the night. One, we have to keep priority one in our minds, and I will discuss priority one here in just a couple minutes. Allow me to get to that. Yes, we will give you the latest, and I was going to say greatest, but it's all freaking awful, out of the Israel-Hamas situation. That situation is getting worse by the second, and is going to get worse, and we will discuss that. I bet you didn't know that Joe Biden had a little meeting over the weekend with the special counsel about the verified felonies he committed. We'll talk about that. And Alex Marlow with Breitbart's going to join us about 30 minutes from now to outline Joe Biden's crimes. We forget about how many crimes. It's staggering. How compromised is the American government? How compromised? How much trouble are the American civilians in who are still over there in harm's way? What's the system's plans for this financial mess that's coming? And vaccine mandates in a red state? All that, and actually, because this is the only time I'm going to let you do it this week, I'll probably take some phone calls next hour. All that and so much more is coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. As you have heard, I am the furthest thing away from dismissive about what's going on in the world right now. Because I love history, you love history, it's easy to see how this can lead to that and this can lead to that, and then everything goes to crap. So we're all watching. We're watching what's happening in Russia, Ukraine right now. We're watching intently what's happening in Israel right now, Israel, Gaza. We are watching, probably too intently, as I said last night, but I'm not going to go through that again right now. We're watching. We're looking at all the video. We're concerned, understandably, and we should be, and we will discuss that again. But I want you to picture something. You and me, we're going for a walk. We're just going to go for a nice long walk. How long? It's 5 miles. And at the end of this 5 mile walk, we have to do something. And it's going to be rough. All right. You see, at the end of this 5 mile walk is the Nile River. And this is the season when the animals are crossing and the crocodiles are all throughout the water and there's no boat for us. And we're going to have to swim across this river at the end of our walk. You with me? The end of our walk, we have to swim across the crocodile-infested river. All right, now, trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. So that's a problem, isn't it? But we have another issue. You see, we're not in charge of this walk. We're actually serving underneath somebody who's going to walk behind us. And this somebody walking behind us has a vested interest in us not surviving the day, or at least the walk. He has a gun pointed at us. He whips us all the time. In fact, he's not exactly subtle. He has voiced to us on our walk that he intends to ensure that we are killed. We are unarmed, walking in front of him. We are at his mercy. Let me ask you something. What's priority one? Priority one is the guy who has the gun pointed at us, is it not? Because he's right behind us. Yes, I understand. Look, the crocodiles could very well end us. They very well, and they're a justifiable concern. In fact, on the walk, we definitely need to be talking about the crocodiles. But the immediate concern is the man we serve under who has a gun pointed at our heads and wants us dead. I'm going to read for you four totally unrelated headlines from the day because all of us, you, me, everybody, need a good slap in the rear end right now and a refocus job. Here are the four headlines. This one is from Real Clear Investigations. Meet the activist wife who networks the anti-MAGA White House while her prosecutor husband puts January Sixers in jail. Have you ever heard of Matthew Graves? Hopefully you have. If you have not, Matthew Graves is a U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. He's a prosecutor for the federal government. That's what he is. Matthew Graves is an evil communist scumbag who has spent the last 2 years throwing January 6 prisoners in cages for the rest of their adult lives. That's what he's been doing. This is a political prosecutor who's using his position of power to attack anybody who had so much as a cup of coffee in D.C. on January 6th. Okay, so that's bad, right? You already hate him. I hope you do. That's a bad person. His wife regularly visits the Biden White House. That's not speculation. She's in the logbooks. One of the prosecutors in charge of throwing you in prison, his wife sits down with the President of the United States of America regularly. That's headline number one. Headline number two. Chris, if you wouldn't mind, I'm sorry I didn't do this before the show. Would you dig up the montage of what the media had to say about hydroxychloroquine and or ivermectin, I don't care which one, whenever Trump or Joe Rogan or anybody brought up what they were told. Oh, you have it already? Please, Chris, take it away.
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin. Yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take it. And instead,
hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. What is this crazy stuff? Ivermectin, what are you, a nut job? Media person after media person, government person after government person, doctor after doctor ran to the microphone and told you readily available and affordable drugs wouldn't help you at all. Headline, hydroxychloroquine does save lives after all, new study finds. You see, they just did a study. Turns out it very much would help you survive coronavirus. Oh, no, that's headline number two. No, we're moving on. Don't worry. We'll come back to all these individually. We're doing a little refocus here. Headline. This is from Town Hall. Former CIA director's post wonders about Senator Tuberville being removed from the human race. General Michael Hayden, former Air Force general, former head of the Central Intelligence Agency, openly called or wished for a Republican United States senator to be killed on social media today. Do I need to remind you again about the former intelligence heads of this nation, all of whom signed on to a false letter calling the Hunter Biden laptop story Russian disinformation? And finally, headline number four. This is just from today. God only knows how long I could have done this whole thing for. DHS deported less than 1% of catch and release migrants since the start of the Biden administration. So how is this a refocus? What in the world do all these things have in common? I'm not telling you to forget or ignore world events, and definitely not telling you to ignore what's happening right now in Israel with the death and the misery and murder. I would never say such a thing. We're not going to ignore it here. Let's do keep in mind, we have bigger fish to fry. The United States government has declared war on you. Your intelligence agencies, your federal law enforcement agencies, your media, your medical community, and the legal system of this nation. Oh, and did I mention the education system as well? They believe you are the enemy. And don't you dare for a second think that the horrific events of the past few days have distracted these people even a little bit from their priorities. Your domestic enemies are not distracted. They're not dissuaded. They haven't found their humanity. They don't have a newfound sympathy. They don't want to come together with you. All the evil people who wanted you dead or in prison last week are still in charge. So do keep that in mind as we move forward, and they all tell you, hey, just set that aside from now. There are more important things. Nope. When the head of the CIA wants me assassinated, there actually aren't more important things. Not to me. Not anytime soon. I'll worry about the crocodiles when I get there. I'll pay attention to them. I'll discuss them now. But believe me when I tell you, I'm not going to lose focus on my real enemies right now. Now, we are going to move on. We're going to have a great show. And we're going to discuss all these headlines separately. You know what? Let's dig into this migrants and illegal immigration thing here. You know what? Let's do that next before we get to Alex Marlowe. First, let's talk about something good. In times of struggle, it is very easy. It's very, very easy. It's very human to just focus on yourself. Well, I don't have time to help them. I don't have time to worry about them. I just got to take care of me right now. That's the opposite of what I should do. It's the opposite of what you should do. Now is the time that we take care of other people more than we ever have. Tunnel to Towers, they haven't lost focus on their mission to care for widows and orphans. They haven't lost focus even a little bit. They are laser focused on doing good. Are we? Are you? Am I? I'll tell you, I've been distracted over the past few days. That's why I encourage everybody, when you give your $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, sign up to do it automatically. Because the distractions of this life aren't going to stop anytime soon. They're not. So let's sign up. Go put your credit card in there. $11 a month. Let's help widows and orphans. Let's help fallen first responder families, Gold Star families, injured veterans. That's what they do at Tunnel to Towers, and they do it with you. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. How deep is the Biden crime family? How wide? How far? It's really, really, really bad. And we're going to talk with Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Breitbart, about that 10 minutes from now. Remember, you can email me, and I want you to. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Thursday this week because I got to go do suit things on Friday. Email all those now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Again, before we get to the illegal part of it, the illegal immigration part of it, I'm going to play for you. It's a little bit of a long clip, but your domestic political enemies, they're not feeling a new sense of humanity. They don't look at you differently now than they did before Israel was attacked. They hate you now. They hate you as bad as they've ever hated you. In fact, anytime they can find a bad guy in this conflict, they're simply going to equate him with you to ease their conscience about what they want to do to you. This is Joe Scarborough. He has a television show on MSNBC. He sees all this violence and horror, and all he sees is you. the far right.
A stark warning for the United States. Here you had Israel divided. You had a prime minister indicted three times who was declaring political war on the Supreme Court. You had people in the streets protesting. You look at the United States, we have an empty speakership for the first time in U.S. history. Have a president going around talking about the execution of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and saying that American democracy is rigged. And you have a Fox News host last week openly say on one of its most popular programs that elections don't matter anymore, that there has to be reliance on violence against Democrats and that it's time for civil war. What messages were sent to Hamas from Israel with their internal divisions? And are we doing the same thing in the United States?
So there isn't an example.
You see what Joe Scarborough sees. Anytime he sees anything evil, he just sees an extension of you. And it is important to remember that that's exactly how the FBI sees you. When you go get mad at the school board because they're showing pornography to your kid, the FBI thinks you're Hamas. The CIA does too. The media does. Joe Biden does. IRS does. Education system does. Let's do remember that we have a very, very evil government here that must be held accountable by the voters. The voters of this nation must flock to the polls in every election, especially the local ones, in ways they never have to take out our own evil here. I'm not telling you to forget. Not telling you to ignore. We're certainly not going to. I'm about to go over a couple more things anyway. Just keep in mind, these people are still focused on you. Keep your focus on them. Now let's discuss this story about the less than 1% catch and release since the start of the Biden administration. I mentioned yesterday that you wouldn't see a similar raid in America the way you did in Israel because of our gun ownership. You just would not. You wouldn't see it. Plus, they don't have a place to take them. That was a raid because they had a place to take them. Take them back to Gaza, hide out, fight out what they're about to fight out, which we're going to discuss that again a little bit tonight. That said, obviously, as we've seen over and over and over again, they are going to have the ability to do terror attacks within our borders. I don't know if you've heard. Oh, wait a minute. I have a job to do here.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
You know how yesterday they were sending a carrier group over there? Yeah, number two is on the way. They are sending a second carrier group over there. So what does that have to do with catch and release gotaways? Well, how many Islamist terrorists have we allowed into our borders over the last 2 years? It's been a lot. Look, let's call it whatever it is. 100? 1,000? It's been a lot. There have been a lot of them. Are they going to be called upon to take action of some kind once we start getting more involved with Israel and Hamas? There's no question about it. There's no question about it. They're going to be called upon to do things here. I did not tell you to stay home, hide under your bed. I didn't say don't fly, don't walk the streets of New York. I didn't say that. You got to go on living your life. But there's a very real possibility that this does extend in various ways here to the home front. Let's talk to Alex Marlowe in a second about the Joe Biden crimes and Joe Biden crime family. And then we're going to dig into the home front and illegal immigration and some concerns I have when it comes to that. All we can do is be ready. All we can do, keep ourselves strong. Do you have the testosterone for the days that are coming? Do you have the focus, the energy? You know, ladies, you need focus and energy too. It's going to take all of us to get through the coming days. We're going to have to come together. We're going to have to be strong enough to do it. Chalk, They're going to help us through it. You get a male vitality stack from Chalk flowing through your veins, fellas. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You're going to feel like a new daggone man. Even look, this is for young men too. Young men and old. Get on a male vitality stack. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. Let's make sure, in the interest of our country, our family, our community, we're taking care of ourselves first. Go get a subscription. Subscriptions are 35% off, and you don't have to worry about reordering. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Alex Marlowe, next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, what has been obviously a heavy past few days. But as I mentioned yesterday, as I mentioned again tonight, world affairs do matter. And I know that's on your mind and I know you're watching. And yeah, we're going to keep talking about it. Let's not forget we have a domestic situation here that is dire. One aspect of that is the commander-in-chief is a freaking criminal. Joining me now, the editor-in-chief of the great Breitbart, Alex Marlowe, joins me. He actually wrote a book about just how much of a criminal Joe Biden is. Alex, a lot of Americans, most Americans, with everything else going on, understandably have forgotten that Joe Biden stole classified documents and it's on video. It's a clear felony.
Yeah, you're right about this, Jesse. And the thing about the Bidens is they're all of this is related. I think it's not a coincidence that he's at a disgraceful foreign policy, considering the way he's behaved in his personal life and his domestic policy. There's a pattern here. He doesn't get any of them right. But you're right to highlight the classified documents, because this is just one of the things that's almost surreal, having lived, unfortunately, inside of Joe Biden's brain for the last year researching the book. That he's getting away with something so much worse than what Donald Trump did. And regardless of your opinions of Trump, he could have declassified any of those documents. Well, he didn't do it. That's a mistake. Obviously, there's got to be some accountability, all that. I'm not denying that. I'm saying Joe never had the opportunity to declassify the documents he had, and he hid them with known criminal Hunter Biden. We know that Hunter's a felon now. He's a bad guy. And we know that he's someone who is selling America to the highest bidder overseas. And Hunter had access to all these documents, and we just blew through this. You know, did you notice when all that information was released? It came out right after the midterm election, kind of around holiday time, into the beginning of the year. It got very chaotic right away, and then it just got swallowed up by the news cycle. Terrible stuff, and he's going to get away with it if we're not careful.
How can he possibly get away with it, Alex, when it's on video? I have a picture of it on my phone. Everyone, I can look at the classified documents sitting in his garage next to his stupid Corvette. He was vice president. It wasn't declassified. It's as if they have me on videotape walking in a bank and sticking up the joint. It's not possible to get away with that, right?
No, it shouldn't be, but when you're in charge of the legal system, then it is. You know, one thing, I should clarify something for the attorneys listening to the show. Hunter's not a felon anymore because, remember, he was going to plead guilty to felony gun charges, and then he's changing his plea. Why do you think he's changing his plea? He thinks he can get away with it completely, and that's the whole thing, is that they think they can get away with everything because they have. And one of the things that was fascinating documenting Joe's life and going through some of his failures, some of the ones that I wasn't even aware of, many of which show up in the book, he's been getting away with stuff since his first Senate race. He's been getting away with stuff since he was a plagiarist in law school, so graduated anyway, even though he's a terrible student. He's always figured out a way to get himself out of jams. And if one day his luck has got to run out. But for now, it seems like he keeps dodging all the bullets.
Speaking of dodging all the bullets, his family, obviously Hunter is infamous by now. Everybody knows about his problems, being as how he records them all and puts them on a laptop. But people don't understand how deep the rabbit hole goes with the Biden family. It's well beyond Hunter Biden.
Yeah, it goes well beyond it. I take a look at every relevant Biden in the book, and you have Jim Biden, who is a former nightclub owner, and then he ends up getting hooked into the effing spy chief of China. That's Hunter's words. When he got arrested, by the way, the effing spy chief of China by the FBI, you know who his first call was to, Jesse?
Oh, no.
Jim Biden. Do you know what Jim wanted? Jim wanted to talk to Hunter. So he was calling Jim to get to Hunter. This is no one cares about this stuff. We're just supposed to move on. I said, yeah, that's just totally normal. Spy chief China calling the president's brother, then wanting to talk to his son. Just wild, wild stuff. And that's just one person. He got tied into real estate deals all around the world, even though he knows nothing about real estate. He found himself in commercial real estate in Iraq once there were some federal funds allocated towards such a project. All of a sudden, he decided he'd try his hand at that. You have Frank Biden, who all of a sudden got into the charter school business. Basically, the day Joe was getting sworn in, he decided, you know what, I'm going to be a charter school guy. So he goes down to Florida. He starts flying around in private planes, ginning up money. He got away with being involved in a hit-and-run car accident. Joe helped cover it up for him. One incident after the next, Joe's daughter, Ashley, who only is a bit player in the book, but it's her husband, Howard Crane, who Joe put in charge of his cancer moonshot. He was also advising Joe on coronavirus during the transition. Well, he had a bunch of companies that were making money off of coronavirus, PPE in particular. He's got a lot of business ties to China. If you start pulling back threads, they go so long. And the entire news media is checked out, aside from some people like you and me.
Alex, you know politics. You know the players in the game. You know, editor-in-chief of Breitbart and all that. Obviously, people are mortified as they listen to you lay out the crimes of the president and his family. But I have no doubt in this research you came across other politicians who are involved in this. And I'm not asking you to start naming things and things like that. I'm not, but how many of our politicians, Republican and Democrat in this country, are dirty like this?
I think a lot of them. And the person who's really done the best research on going broader is my friend Peter Schweitzer, and I'm happy to plug his work whenever. But he looks at both sides. I mean, the McConnell family comes to mind. I mean, there's so many families that are clearly selling their power to overseas bidders, and they're affecting American policy to make money. But a lot of it is bureaucrats as well. One thing that I uncover that's truly makes you want to hurl is the way the deep state operates, where you've got guys like Tony Blinken, who are in charge of our diplomacy, he's the top diplomat in the country. But in between his stints in government, in the bureaucracy, he's making money cutting deals overseas. He's made a bunch of money with his business called WestExec, which is quote-unquote consultants, whatever that means. What that really means is he brokers deals between the U.S. government and private businesses. Those businesses include Google. Those businesses include Boeing, which has a vested interest in wars all around the world. It never stops. These guys are the military-industrial complex, the guys who are in charge of our foreign policy now, and we wonder why it's so terrible.
Hang on. I just want to make sure that I pause here so I can clarify, because I'm sure everyone else wants clarification, too. We talk a lot, or I talk a lot, about the system on this show and this evil cabal we have. Are you telling me the Secretary of State is connected financially to one of the major defense contractors, the Secretary of State, who by title, his job should be keeping us out of wars across the world? Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I call him the Secretary of Boeing because that's what he is. Because if you are tied in financially to Boeing, and I'm not trying to, you know, paint Boeing as an evil entity. You can do that on your own or not. I'm just saying that if you're in the Boeing business, you are in the war business. And so you can't have a guy who represents Boeing as Blinken has, his company WestExec, which he has a eight-figure share of this company. You cannot do diplomacy if Boeing is one of your clients. You'd have to recuse yourself from virtually every major issue that he would face as Secretary of State, and yet he got approved. And by the way, I'm sure there's some Republicans that approved him. I should have looked this up before I came on with you, Jesse, but I'm sure some Republicans are cool with it.
My word. He is Alex Morrow. The book is Breaking Biden. If you want an idea of how deep the rot goes, I suggest you go pick it up. Breaking Biden is the book. Alex, my friend, thank you so much. I love what you do.
Yeah, same to you, Jesse. Really appreciate you.
The Secretary of State of the United States of America is financially invested in war. You can't even. What else are we gonna do? What else are we gonna do but laugh? I can't. My gosh. All right. Enough of this. That's speaking of Joe Biden. Let's dig into something we brought up already. This whole border illegal immigration thing. Because boy, did that start to get a lot more important recently, didn't it? Before we get to that. Let's talk about something that is difficult, and it's already been a heavy few days. It has been, but slavery is a horrible topic, is it not? It's a horrible thing to own and abuse another human being. And when we talk about slavery, when we use that word slavery, we oftentimes talk about it in past tense. Oh, man, wasn't slavery bad? Oh, man, thank goodness slavery's done. Do you have any idea how many millions of girls and children are being trafficked on the planet right now? Let's forget about the planet. In America, do you know how many children are being trafficked? It's a staggering number. They need help. They need rescued. They need rescued, and the bad guys need to be locked in cages. But how do you do that? How do I do that? All we can do is support the people who are getting it done. The Acervo Project is getting it done. It's what they do. Save children, bust bad guys. ASSERVO. Go pledge your $14 a month and help the kids. TheAcervoProject.org. Go now.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get those Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Thursday in. We're going to get to some more of your emails, questions about different things tactically. And someone even wants to know, why do people hate Jews? That'll be spicy. You know what? We'll get to that in like 10 minutes from now. Why do people hate Jews? That'll be wow, heavy and awful. So let's talk about that before we get to that. All right, let's get back to this. Obviously, many people are understandably concerned about America's levels of illegal immigration, even Democrats now.
We can't have a rule that one can come from anywhere on the globe and come to New York City and remain in New York City as long as they want, and taxpayers must pick up the cost. This is a $5 billion price tag this fiscal year, $12 billion over 3 years. That money is coming from somewhere. It's unfair to the migrant seekers and asylum seekers, and it's also unfair to everyday taxpayers, New Yorkers.
So why are they here? Why are all these people? Why do all these people from all over the world feel like they can just show up and we'll just take them in? Man, I don't know. I just can't figure it out.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Democrats want them here. They invite them here. They have been for quite some time. They are well aware when they get on television and talk about how kind they're going to be to the immigrants, they are well aware that they have cell phones, they have TVs in South America, in Africa, in Asia, all the different places, in the Middle East, all the different places these people have come here from. So let's talk about the situation as it pertains to us. I'm gonna go over more of their situation next hour and stuff like that. But as it pertains to us, let's talk about an escalating situation here. We have not one but two carrier groups heading to the Middle East. Now, why? There are a bunch of different reasons for this, and these are just reasons that I know about. One, it's a show of force. And show of force sounds weird. It doesn't sound that intimidating, does it? A show of force. But that's because we Americans have never had to actually experience a show of force. So I want you to picture this. There's an army, 1,000 men. You know what? No, 10,000 men. And they're not invading, and they've not announced that they're invading. They've not announced that they have any plans to invade. Yet they set up a massive staging area 10 miles from where you live. Do you think that would create some apprehension? Now imagine having an area, well, you live in an area, well, right by the water, and there's a bunch of warships that are hostile to you right off the coast. That's a real show of force. So that's one, show of force. Two, they've already announced that there are some, how did they put it? I forget. I think they said hostage rescue units. Military, quote, hostage rescue units are going to be heading over there to do whatever it is they do, because we still have American hostages. They will obviously have to work with the Israeli Defense Forces and so on. We'll go into that in a little more detail. But remember, you would want a carrier group with those boys, because What are hostage rescue groups? At SEAL Team 6, Delta Force, Tier 1, Tip of the Spear type guys, but baddest dudes on the planet. What do they need with them? What would they need to do anything in that area? If they found out Americans were being held in this building, what do they need? They need assets. They need air assets. You're going to have to get in. You're going to have to get out. If you get in, you have to know, and they would know, of course, that you are in the middle of Indian country, and you are going to need the ability to call in air assets to fight off a much larger force around you to try to get you out if you find yourself in trouble. A carrier group provides all that. You would have every asset you ever wanted, plus you would have access to naval gunfire, which is gigantic when they're firing shells the size of cars. If you really get in a pickle, they can start firing that. So now we've got two carrier groups over there. All right, let's say domestic terrorists here at home decide they're going to try to kick things off and start punishing us here. Standard terrorist attacks that are awful, that you and I are sadly used to at this point in time. Suicide bombings, stabbings, all these horrible things here. I am worried about a possible snowball effect with other nations who also have assets here who have crossed our border, because once Big Dog starts to get wounded and starts to stumble, nations like China are going to look to push him over. I have mentioned before many, many times, well beyond it breaking our education system and hospital system and other things, illegal immigration provides countries like China with the ability to send spies and saboteurs over our borders to attack us when we can least afford it. If that happens, if this thing snowballs domestically, I worry a lot about unrest here in ways that I really don't think we've seen, unless you're going to count the Civil War, which I guess that would obviously count as some unrest. But I worry about an already divided nation tearing itself apart. Honestly, to be frank, I've been praying about it. I'm very, very worried about where we are domestically as far as our relationship with each other. We hate each other now. The communists hate us. I'll be honest, I hate them right back. The people who are destroying my country, I despise. They despise me. What does that mean for us? I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I am making more preparations now than I ever have before. I'm not going crazy. I'm not building a bunker. I don't come to work in camo paint every day. I'm making preparations. Suggest you make some as well. Now, let's tackle a big question someone has, a really, really big question. Why do people hate the Jews? Why do so many people around the world hate Jews? Let's talk about that. Before we get to that, let's talk about you and preparations, basic preparations. What do you have on your person right now? Don't lie. What do you have on your person that will allow you to defend yourself? Now, let me pause for a moment because let's talk about something we've never talked about before. Inside of your home. I know you're going to think I'm a paranoid nutball. You know that I am armed inside of my home. At least it's right close to me anywhere when I'm in my home. Upstairs, downstairs, kitchen, bedroom. Why? Because bad people come visit you in your home. When you buy your hero gun or hero arrow, please keep it in your pocket or on that side table or right there in your car. Keep it beside you, please. Non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit. It will stop a bad man from hurting you and the people you love. All you have to do is go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse for a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.